At the request of the Clinton administration, Democratic leaders on Capitol Hill have pulled the historic chemical weapons treaty from consideration by the Senate. The treaty was initiated under President Reagan, negotiated by President Bush, and has the support of President Clinton. But it still needs Senate ratification, and it faces strong opposition by conservative Republicans. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The treaty, known as the Chemical Weapons Convention, has been years in the making, and it had strong support from some unlikely allies. Two Republican and one Democratic president, the Pentagon, the intelligence community, even the chemical industry it would regulate. It also had heavy international backing. 63 of the required 65 nations have ratified it. Despite some powerful opponents, notably Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Jesse Helms, the treaty did not seem to be in serious trouble until the last few days. As the measure moved towards the Senate floor, senators began to educate themselves more fully on what is unquestionably a complex, highly technical measure. They attended briefings, and one of the experts who's been talking to them is Kathleen Bailey, a chemical weapons specialist with Lawrence Livermore Laboratory. She finds lots of things wrong with this treaty.
I'm telling them that indeed it is not verifiable, not even minimally verifiable, and I describe to them just how easy it is for a nation or a subnational group to cheat, and so that leaves the treaty having very little benefit. And then I discuss with them the costs of the treaty, which range from the issue of constitutionality all the way to financial cost.
Conservative Republicans agree with her assessment. The treaty, in simple terms, mandates destruction of existing chemical weapons stockpiles, an end to further weapons production, and careful regulation of the chemicals used for production. The main complaint of the treaty's critics is the verification issue. Chemical weapons and their production are easy to hide. Former Secretary of State James Baker today told the Senate Armed Services Committee the original supporters of the treaty knew all along that compliance could not be fully verified.
But that didn't mean we shouldn't have a chemical weapons ban. And this is a good chemical weapons convention, in my opinion. And the United States was in the lead in negotiating it. And I think it ought to be ratified.
Other Republicans don't agree. Over the last few days, Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott announced his opposition to the treaty. Then last night, Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole said he was opposed. That was all it took. Rather than see the treaty defeated on the Senate floor, the administration asked that it be pulled. Sources on both sides of the aisle say it's unlikely that the treaty will be put forth again this year. Even if the U.S. does not ratify the treaty, it will continue to destroy its own stockpiles of chemical weapons under a 1985 congressional mandate. The treaty only requires ratification by two more countries, so there's a good chance that it will go into effect without the United States. Supporters of the measure say that is an appalling prospect, given the United States' very vocal campaigns for an end to weapons proliferation and the fact that the United States originally proposed the measure. I'm Vicki O'Hara in Washington.